This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things that happened in this economy because of the pandemic, one of the many, many things that happened in this economy because of the pandemic, was that undergraduate student enrollment fell by a lot. But no more. For the first time since the before times, undergrad enrollment is up. That's according to data out today from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, which also shows that community colleges accounted for nearly 60% of that increase, 60%, with enrollment in associate's degree and certificate programs up way more than bachelor's degrees. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at why short-term credentials are so sought after right now.
19-year-old Jerry Campbell says he's been interested in HVAC systems since high school.
Nobody wants to be in a hot house. Nobody wants to be in a cold house. You can fix both of those problems, you'll be somebody's favorite.
So Campbell enrolled this fall in a 16-month HVAC certificate program at a technical college in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a change. This time last fall, Campbell was studying chemistry at a public university with plans to become a doctor. But he decided he didn't want to spend that much money or time on school.
Time is everything. You cannot get it back.
Enrollment in undergraduate certificate programs like Campbell's is up nearly 10% this school year. Associate degrees are up 3.6%. But bachelors are up less than 1%. Doug Shapiro is one of the authors of that new report from the National Student Clearinghouse.
Students are really voting with their feet for shorter term, I think, less expensive credentials with more direct ties to today's workforce.
And there will be jobs waiting for these students once they're done in everything from HVAC to microchip manufacturing. Josh Weiner leads the Aspen Institute's College Excellence Program.
You see Micron coming to New York and Intel coming to Ohio, and those jobs will be coming online in the not-too-distant future. And so we need people who can manufacture those chips.
But Weiner's concerned about the lackluster growth in bachelor's degree enrollment because he says the workforce needs people with those credentials, too.
We have shortages of nurses and teachers and software engineers. All of those jobs require or favor bachelor's degree holders.
Weiner says higher ed's going to need to do a better job of making sure all of these people at technical and community colleges can easily transfer their credits to four-year institutions, so they have a clear path to a bachelor's degree. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.